AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Seems law enforcement knew that a postal worker would be trying to pilot a gyrocopter onto the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. A friend of the Florida postal worker who pulled off the feat says he feared Doug Hughes would get shot down. Mike Shanahan was quoted by the Tampa Bay Times as saying Hughes called him yesterday to say he was ready to take off. So Shanahan alerted the Secret Service. Hughes told the Times recently that he felt he had to make a dramatic statement about his belief that campaign finance laws are too weak and allow corruption.
I will tell you completely honestly, I'd rather die in the flight than live to be 80 years old and see this country fall.
Police arrested the 61-year-old Hughes after he flew through restricted airspace around the National Mall. Next to a much larger aircraft, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, missing over the Indian Ocean since March of last year. Malaysia's transport minister says the search area will be expanded by another 23,000 square miles if the jetliner isn't found by May.
The expert group advises to continue another 60,000 square kilometers. That will cover the total 95% of the air flight path.
239 people were on board that plane. Two U.S. Army reservists in San Diego are charged with illegally selling guns, ammunition, and body armor to an undercover federal agent posing as a member of a Mexican drug cartel. Former NFL star Aaron Hernandez started serving his life sentence for murder at a state prison about 4 miles from Gillette Stadium, where he used to play with the Patriots. Jury members say they were confident about the guilty verdict after the judge told them privately there were other allegations against Hernandez.
We understand why we couldn't know that.
She told us why we couldn't. But had it been presented to us in the beginning? Yeah.
This is AP Radio News. In Detroit, AP correspondent Tom Krischer reports a federal bankruptcy judge has ruled that General Motors is shielded from death and injury claims in crashes that happened before it emerged from bankruptcy protection.
Any crash that occurred prior to July of 2009 in which somebody was injured, they can't sue the new GM. They have to sue the old GM, which doesn't have a lot of assets. In fact, it has way more claims against it than the amount of money that it has to pay them.
Danielle and Adam Busby's family grew big time on April 8th when she delivered 5 baby girls by cesarean section. The Women's Hospital of Texas says it believes this is the first set of all-female quintuplets born in the U.S. The Quinn's father says he's thrilled.
It's awesome. I mean, what a legacy we're going to have, to grow up with 5 little girls everywhere we go, and it's going to be fun.
They also have an older daughter. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.